Tilda and the Quatsch Monster, the best of friends, it's obvious. Swinging over houses, riding on their bikes to the moon.
Hello, listener! It's me, Matt, the author of the story you're about to hear. We're going to kick this episode off with a very special conversation that I had with a kid in Görlitzer Park in Berlin on the subject of games and rules, and games without rules. Here it comes.
What do you think most of these kids are playing?
I see that some are playing catch.
And some of these kids are just running around screaming and chasing each other. What game is that?
A game.
Yeah?
Yes.
Do you always decide what game you're playing, or do you just start playing?
We draw something, and then we get an idea and what we could play.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can play it.
Yeah. And but nobody, are there any grown-ups who tell you how to play that game?
You just have to play it. It's really easy. You just have to imagine something, what it's like when you can do everything with everything.
Do you always play games without rules, or do you sometimes play games with
rules? They always play, when somebody is the baby and a dad and a mom, it's a game without rules. You just play with dragon that fights with a knight. It's a game without rules.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what's weird is that grown-ups, when we play games with each other, there's always rules. And if you tell a grown-up to play a game, but there aren't any rules, we don't know how to play. Do you think the world would be better without any rules?
Yes, but some rules we need.
Do you think we should make a rule that everybody needs to listen to this episode of Tilda and Quatsch Monster?
I think we could not do that.
but should we try anyways? Should we tell everybody to enjoy this chapter of Tilda and Quatsch Monster?
Yes.
Chapter 7, The Game Without Any Rules. Okay, nobody panic, Quatsch Monster said. Everything is fine. The three friends were hunched around the steering wheel of Quatsch's bus, which was supposed to be taking Tilda back home by now. From the outside, the vehicle appeared to be an old, compact yellow school bus. But on the inside, it was like a queen's ballroom. White leather, diamond chandeliers, silk curtains, and floor-to-ceiling mirrors. As luxurious as it was, it didn't seem capable of going anywhere. Come on! Quatsch Monster shouted. Let's go! We've got to get Tilda home!
No! Honked the voice of the bus. I don't want to!
Boom leaned over and whispered,
Your bus sounds like it needs a nap.
Quatsch Monster sighed.
It needs fuel.
Ready to take action, Tilda hopped up onto the passenger seat. Okay, come on, everybody. Let's go to the gas station. Boom tried to jump up next to her, but his branches got tangled in a chandelier.
You two go ahead on your gas station adventure. I think this bus wants me to stay.
Quatsch Monster slapped himself on the forehead and let his hand slide dramatically down his face.
This is a magic flying bus, you guys. We can't just go to the gas station.
Tilda remembered the trip on the bubble bike which brought her to this world, and the weird soundtrack which fueled their ride. All right. We need music. Where do you guys keep your songs?
We burned the last cassette chasing the voot monsters out of my house.
Then let's make some music together, Tilda said, drumming her hands on the dashboard. What instrument can I play? Quatch looked at her like she had just suggested playing soccer with a plate of spaghetti.
Instrument? I'm not sure I understand.
I could play the kazoo. Tilda was getting excited. But Quatch just glared at her.
I know what you think about my music.
It was true. Tilda was no fan of the noisy chaos that she'd heard blasting out of the bubble bike. What does it matter if I like it or not? I know how to be loud and annoying.
I knew it!
Quatch Monster gasped. Putting a branch around the devastated blob, Boom glared at Tilda.
Now, I can't seem to remember your name, but I do have the feeling that you are a kinder person than that.
I'm sorry, Tilda said. Can't we just try to make music together?
Not if you think that means being loud and annoying. No, that's not going to work for me.
Okay, Tilda shrugged. Then how about you play some music on your own? The grumpy blob grunted.
I'm not feeling very inspired right now.
Oh, then let me inspire you,
Boom said. Then he tried to stand up again, but his branches were still stuck in the chandelier. He gave them a hard tug, and the beautiful diamond lamp came crashing down to the ground. Smash! Startled by the noise, Tilda screamed, Ah! As if on cue, a swarm of robotic roommates scurried in to clean up the mess. Roink, roink, roink. Then, brrrr. They picked up the glass shards all over the floor. Following the brief moment of chaos, Quatch had perked up. His eyes were glittering, and he had a strange smile on his face.
Ha!
He shouted.
Now I'm feeling inspired!
Suddenly, the lights dimmed, and a disco ball descended from the ceiling. Smoke started to billow out onto the floor. A funky but strangely irregular beat began to play as lights blinked in time with the music. Quatch Monster then pulled a microphone from his pocket and began to, well, sing.
Hey! Pay attention, everybody! Music is all around you, so listen up, and you just might learn something. Smash! Roink, roink, roink. Brrrr. Ha! In a world of notes and melodies, people say music will set you free. But then they say, follow these rules, or your song's gonna sound like trash. But actually, I like the sound of trash. It sounds like smash! Ah! Roink, roink, roink. Brrrr. Ha! That's why I started a band with a few friends of mine. Gabby! Me! The fastest rabbit in the world. And Arthur. That's right, the sea turtle who hates everything. Arthur! Smash! Ah! Roink, roink, roink. Brrrr. Ha! We called ourselves the Game Without Any Rules. Me and Arthur didn't agree on anything. That's what made the magic. When he tried giving me a singing lesson, he wrote our biggest hit. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, no! And then later, la, 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 come on, let's don't go! Everyone wanted to be around us. Everyone wanted us at their parties. We were huge! But Arthur hated everything. He started listening to Mozart and Brahms. The worst music I ever heard! And I didn't want him to leave. I didn't want to chase him away. I can't make music without him. Arthur is my muse. And Gabby? She's the one who actually knows what she's doing. And the fastest rabbit in the world? He just gets it, you know? From high to low and side to side, music's a journey, just enjoy the smash! Ah! Roaring, roaring, roaring! Me, Gabby, the fastest rabbit in the world, and Arthur. I don't think there's any getting us back together. Oh, Arthur. Oh, Boom. Oh, Gabby. Oh, me. Where are we? Come on, everybody. Come on back to me. I need us. I need you.
When the song stopped, everyone was silent for a moment. Then Tilda stated the obvious. We're still not flying. Quatch shook his head.
You don't get it. I can't take you home without my band.
But Tilda was not yet defeated. That doesn't sound so hard, she said. Look, the fastest rabbit in the world is right here. Gabby's not, but I am. So we just need to find Arthur.
Yeah, sure, Quatch replied. I suppose he's down at the gas station, right?
No, he's on his honeymoon, Tilda said, recalling her encounter with the grumpy sea turtle on his wedding day. They're at the Stay and Play gaming hall in New Voot City. I know because he told me. Now, does anybody know how to get there? That wraps it up for this episode. If you would like a digital copy of our first book, just send us a picture of your favorite part of the story today. You can reach us at quatchmonsterpodcast@gmail.com or on Instagram. Thanks for listening.